now, Gala Desmond Gala, who's a guest on Issue in the News this Monday, in a chat with a staff man, Good Henry Tesambu, presents the objectives of the day as well as highlights of the events. Take a listen.
Defy Hit Now is an initiative of Oroch Agency for Open Cultures and Critical Transformation. It has as main goal to counter online incitement to violence. And one of the forms of online incitement to violence is hate speech. We're looking also at countering mis- and disinformation which arrive in our communities. We're looking at strengthening voices of primarily youth and media-led organizations and individuals so they can counter hate speech. So Defy Hate Now, in its essence, is from an online to an offline space and vice versa. We're looking for solutions that affect the common man on a daily basis.
When did it see the light of day, and what have you been doing this far?
Defy Hate Now came into being in 2013, primarily in Eastern Africa. It was founded because of the growing need to balance and equate the need for information that was online and actions that were taking place offline. We saw in 2011 the independence of the Republic of South Sudan, and just immediately after this, we discovered that social media was being used to fan conflict flames, most especially by people who were not connected to the conflict. We saw people who were in the diaspora. We saw people who were living in the different communities using social media. In Cameroon, the initiative has existed since 2019, with initial contacts already in 2018, just before the presidential elections. We are in Cameroon since then, and we've been deployed now to the 10 regions of the country.
Cameroon will join the rest of the world tomorrow, Tuesday, to commemorate the 2024 edition of the International Day Against Hate. Why a whole day against hate?
UN member states, under the leadership of the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, came together 3 years ago and discovered that despite measures to counter hate speech globally, anti-Semitism and xenophobia, we've seen an increase in the rate in which hate speech has been propagated, be it online or offline. The UN member states also decided that for member states and even stakeholders of peace globally to take proper action, they should actually dedicate a whole day in which reflections, education, and strides made to actually bring down the trends of hate speech globally will actually be looked at. This is a day in which all civil society organizations, member states of the UN, UN agencies, and even individuals at community level stand out, and I will say, I remind themselves that yes, we are taking action, but we need to take more action to change the tide, because new variables have come into play and have changed the way hate speech now flows on a daily basis. We're talking at new forms of media, faster ways of communication. We're talking at more and more the rise of extreme opinion and shrinking civic spaces globally. So I think UN member states did this, and we as a civil society structure, we're looking at how we can tap into this nexus and reverse the trends, not only globally, but localize everything we do to Cameroon. We're looking at regional, community, and even village level in Cameroon. What kind of action can be taken so that people can live together much more in harmony? In Cameroon, we're taking social actions, we're taking education actions, we're also taking policy to task, and we are happy that this year again reminds us of the challenging task that is ahead, but that we all are up to it.
How will the day be commemorated in Cameroon?
In Cameroon, different organizations have different things they're going to be doing, but at the Defy Hate Now initiative and throughout our partners, we have already started it. This year, Defy Hate Now has decided to introduce something we always do every year. We call it the Peace Jam. The Peace Jam is an event where we are asking everyone else to jam for peace, to take engagements to fight hate speech and not to be a propagator of hate speech, to take engagement to respect people despite their different backgrounds. So this year, we're calling on everyone to join us. We will be doing an online event, which will start at 2 p.m. Cameroon time and flow for the next 2 to 3 hours. We're connecting almost the whole of Africa because we have people joining from West Africa, people joining from Eastern Africa, and parts of some countries that will be joining also from Southern Africa. And the theme we at Defy Hate Now have chosen this year is inclusive peace, strengthening the ability in peace building. But the UN always have an overall theme that is investing in the power of young people to counter hate speech. We also this year are going to be having offline events. So we have colleagues deployed in Marwa and some of them already in Boya, some in Bamenda and some in Douala. And nationally, we will be reminding ourselves that yes, there is need to continue to fight against hate speech.
What guided the choice of the theme?
We realize that often now that not people who live with disabilities are not invited to the dialogue table, most especially when it has to do with questions of hate speech. Gwenria, I must remind you that many people who have disabilities, be them physical or intellectual disabilities, are already targets of hate speech before their other backgrounds, which are cultural or ethnic. So you will see that for the past years, we've been looking at questions of tribalism, ethnicity, and racism, but we've decided this year to bring people who are physically challenged, those who have visual impairment. We've actually brought people also who have speech impairment. So we're going to be doing an event where they can actually share also their perspectives of how segregated upon, how denied they are in the communities they live. And some of these people have been telling us challenging stories of being denied even by their families because of disability they hold. So we decided to anchor hate speech, which is not only ethnic, but also could be based on your own characteristics, such as bodily characteristics as we see them on a daily basis.
Where will the event take place?
We will be having an event which is online, but in Yaoundé, we will be hosting a community at our Defy Hate Now office in Yaoundé at Tekase Biamasi, where people are going to actually come and jam together. They will meet and discuss and raise questions on these kinds of topics that are already on the table. In Marwa, we shall be joining hands with Asimbe, an organization locally based there, and Ardu, to also push out this. In Bamenda, our office at Ngeng Junction will be playing host to a number of people. And in Boya, in partnership with hubs such as the American Corner of the University of Boya, Next Gen in Boya, One Piece, we will also be having an event which will be localized. Nevertheless, we're inviting everyone to join us online on DefyHateNowWCA to connect to the event. But yes, already you can download your frame, your photo frame online and take an engagement against hate speech, most especially hate speech which is directed on people living with disabilities.
What are the expected results of the series of activities organized by Defy Hate Now?
The expected results are simple, and one of the things we're looking at is that the public takes more and more engagement in fighting hate speech. We've discovered also in the past years that many Cameroonians are bystanders. They stand by and say, because hate speech is not propagated against me as an individual, I will not take any action. I will not report it. I will not speak up against it. So one of the first results we're expecting is that people stand up against hate speech and say, look, even if it's not against me, it's against somebody and this person is human, I will not fold my arms and sit. And the second thing is also to hold policy to account. We see in Cameroon, we have a plethora of national structures that are fighting hate speech. The National Commission for Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, which we as a body are working with them. But we also have and do have the Ministry of Communication, the National Communications Council, all of these. We are hoping that in the next weeks or months, we will or we should be able to push for not only the implementation of laws, but also the respect of existing laws and institutions in this country. We are hoping that at the end of this call, too, Cameroonians will become more and more aware of the dangers of hate speech, be it offline or online. But Henry, I will tell you that hate speech, which is at times, most of the times, very comic, should actually be avoided. And that's why days like this, we use them to challenge perceptions on, oh, we joke about these people, we joke about these kinds of events or activities, we shouldn't joke about them. So these are some of the expected outcome we do have.
How would the day look like?
We will start with offline activities, which will run across the country. We have satellite offices nationally that will be having offline activities. But as from 2 p.m., we will be encouraging and advising everyone else to join us online. We will be having arts, music from Southern Africa, from Central Africa, from Northern Africa. And we are very pleased to invite you to join this, which will be moderated by very, very brilliant Cameroonian journalists. This is an international initiative, but as a Cameroonian, I feel much more honored that our own very, very some Lingom and Chanzelin Nance of the CRTV are going to actually be anchoring the conversations around these topics. And after the online session, which will go for about an hour and a half, we shall continue with offline activities, which will not only be reflections and discussions, but we will not yet be parting because hate speech still has a long way to go in the counter strategies that are being implemented locally.
Your expectations from the participants?
Please log into the Defy Hate Now social media pages on Twitter, on Facebook, even on the website, and download a photo frame which will personalize your image with a message which is inclusive peace building. We're looking this year at that. And if you do that, you would just have been fighting against hate speech. And people out there, we know you're taking an engagement. And please tag us on the social media. Please mention us in your different communications so that we can follow each other and take a very, very synergetic approach to countering hate speech.
Your final take-home message?
My take-home message will be to members of government in Cameroon and to UN institutions that as we join you in celebrating, because this is an international day for the UN, and members of the UN are mostly states and represented here by different UN institutions, as we join you in celebrating hate speech and celebrating the victory we think and hope that we will have on hate speech, I will be calling on you also to take engagements against this, be it at personal and at organizational level or administrative channels.
The country representative of the civil society organization Defy Hate Now, Gala Desmond Gala, thanks for being our guest on Issue in the News over the national station of the CRTV this Monday.
The pleasure was mine, Henry.